Carla, would you please read item number 125?
Request of Matthew Macedic to address council regarding East Portland pilot project.
Welcome.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Matthew Macedic, and I own Red Castle Games on Southeast Foster Road and 64th. In addition to board games, we provide a community play space where they can come in, play games, learn games, and just find the joy of face-to-face interaction. So it's a really enjoyable business, and I recommend you all come. I know, Commissioner Saltzman, you've been there, and I appreciate that.
What games does Dan play?
So,
That's confidential.
I can't remember, but we did get a new copy of City Council, if you'd like it again.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So the Foster Area Business Association, I was happily reelected as president last night, and it stretches up down Foster Road from Powell up to 82nd. We encompass about 385 businesses representing just shy of 1,000 jobs in the neighborhood. So we're really predominantly small businesses there. We average 3 people per business. I'm one of the surprisingly larger businesses at 10 whole employees, but we make do and it's quite good. So first of all, I want to thank you on behalf of the Foster Area Business Association for providing us this opportunity with the East Portland Pilot Project. It's been a tremendous success in so many ways, and I'm going to go off script a little here, unfortunately, for Heather, but you know, we have some great numbers that I'd be happy to show you, but what I really want to talk about a little is the feeling on the street. And just last night, we had our annual meeting. And for the first time in years, we had property owners show up. We had new businesses show up. We increased the diversity of our board. We got people involved, and people are starting to see the resurgence on the street. And a huge part of that has been the East Portland Pilot Project and Venture Portland's assistance. You know, I had the unfortunate occurrence this morning of I had to terminate an employee because, you know, a colleague at this meeting last night that I was discussing this with, they likened it to, my business is my baby, and if I keep giving my baby to this person, they keep dropping it. I can't give them my baby. And Foster's become my foster baby, sort of say, in that Venture Portland and the East Portland Pilot Project through Marina, our staff person, I can trust them to give them this baby. They have our best interests at heart. They don't have an ulterior motive. They don't want to get business out of it. They want to see us succeed. And that is priceless. And, you know, we saw this past winter, we did a first-time tree lighting in Laurelwood Park, and we had over 200 community members come out, which is the most in years. The neighborhood is craving leadership and craving revitalization, and they want to see it become a community. And the East Portland Pilot Project is helping us realize that by having that face on the street, because like any parent, with my baby and my business, I can't spend as much time as I want being the face of the organization at all given times. And that staff person, 10 hours a week, it's amazing. And I really encourage you, keep funding this project because it will help us and it will help East Portland Pilot business districts grow and match the amazing districts we have in the inner city.
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.